531.
Right now, I am joined by an Uber driver in Auckland who has been driving for Uber for approximately 3 years. I will refer to our guest as Mazda Knight, as they have requested anonymity. She has been requesting passengers to sign a paper petition, and to date the petition has been signed by over 300 people. Mazda Knight joins us now on Pacific Day to tell us more about the petition and issues raised in the petition to urgently be addressed by Auckland Transport as well as Transport Minister Richard Wood. Mazda Knight, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, can you give us an overview of the work that you've been doing as a rideshare driver over the last 3 years?
Yes, sure. Thank you, Brian. So basically, I have started off as an Uber Eats driver, and as of July last year, became an Uber X driver, just out of the more popular demands for me. And I just want to say that there's been, unfortunately, a lot of issues with us Uber drivers on the roads picking and dropping our riders or passengers.
So with that then, Mazda Knight, can you tell us more about the issues as pertaining to you and you believe that are impacting rideshare drivers and how it all came about for you, these concerns, these issues?
Yeah, sure. Well, basically there's just many scenarios, but I will put it into, a long story made short. If New Zealand is allowing ride shares to be here in this country, which we know the most popular is Uber, then you've got Ola and Didi that's just joined us recently. I don't agree that we should not be able to be sharing the bus stops and bus lanes. There's a lot of prohibited areas for us to be picking our passengers. It not only is a risk to us as drivers because we get verbally abused at times by certain bus drivers and other public transportation drivers, taxi drivers, courier drivers, but also the fact that the passengers are finding it hard or difficult to safely hop into our vehicles because we can't stop in those areas, as well as AT Transport fining us $150 and many of these stops without us knowing until we get it in the mail. Because of these hidden cameras. I have actually got a fine myself in the beginning when I was still a new driver for UberX, and I had questioned it with them and thought it was a mistake and asked them if they would, amend that because I'm a driver, and found out that that was actually legitimate for me to get that fine, being the fact that I'm not, they're classing Uber or rideshare not public transportation in the eyes of the law. And I had a bit of a disagreement with that, saying, okay, we may not be in New Zealand laws or governed by the laws, but what? How about the fact that we are actually transporting the public exactly the same way as a bus or a taxi, and therefore we should be respected in the same way? So that's basically why I have started this petition. I did begin it last year in October when the passengers were the first ones to come to me with this. So it's been actually happening before I became Uber X driver, the issues around this, stopping and picking. And I just feel that it's not right, and I want to bring this to the attention of someone higher than AT Transport, in this case, the MP or Richard Wood. And just to see how far this would go with all the supporters behind me, drivers and other passengers, riders, and, pretty much go from there.
Okay. Now, have you had communications or discussions with Auckland Transport, and what has been their response?
Yes. As I said, I have had that response when I was trying to reach out to them that there may be a mistake with them finding me, and they made it clear that we are not allowed to be in those stops, whether we're Uber or taxi, but taxis are allowed to have their own stops or stop in their own taxi stands. We're not allowed in there. Basically, rideshare is not recognised. We're just an outside provider, which I did sort of, we are an outside provider, like a company that has been allowed to be here in New Zealand. But what I don't understand, and a lot of people, passengers, have brought to my attention as well, is we're still essential and we still provide the essential public service. So why is it that we cannot share these stops but be respectful to one another? So if a bus is there first, I respect them and vice versa.
Okay. Now, so with regards to the petition, what is it that you're asking for? You're asking for changes in terms of legislations around public access of roads or bus lanes, etc., or taxi stops?
Yes? Yes, exactly, Brian. I'm suggesting that the laws be include us as ride sharers because we are, providing that same public service of public transportation. Despite us not being in the laws or recognised or governed by the laws, at least recognise us some way, somehow, for the safety of people, whether we're drivers or riders. And I have several scenarios and examples of when people have almost been hit by a bus trying to get into my vehicle. A lady in Key Street, for example, she could not get to my car without this bus driver coming up, and he was really irate and was trying to get me to get out of there. You can't be here, and alongside verbally abusing me. Mm. And the passenger was, pretty shaken up, and she was actually crying in my car afterwards.
Okay.
So I'm talking about,
Can I ask?
Fairness, that they should include us.
Mm. So, in terms of the, the hopping in and out, and it sounds like this is applying to more the, when you're in town and central areas, there's no other, options for you, like maybe going, off street or, around the corner from the, no?
Yeah, okay, let me say now, we know that the red flags, the biggest red flags are in the central CBD, surrounding areas, Newmarket, Ponsonby, K Road, Parnell. Yes, but that is not only. There's, if you look at cities like, for example, Mount Roskill, Mount Eden, Dominion Road, they have stretches and stretches of bus lanes on either side. And so the same scenario is there, or the same reasons that they're saying that we can't stop there, we can get fined. I mean, there's a risk of us getting a fine, which we're not going to, well, I personally feel it's not fair, and I'm not going to be paying these fines because until I get this, raised my concerns to the government. But it is not just central CBD. I've taxied or I've Ubered around most of Auckland, and I see this happening every time I go out. And in regards to picking people, now there are, I'm not saying everywhere, but there are areas that we can, yes, stop and pick them safely. But then there are also areas that we do not have the ability in time to reach out to the passenger to please go down this way or that way. AT Transport are suggesting that we tell the passengers ahead of time to go somewhere else. Well, that's not always easy because, one, the end of those bus lanes could be kilometres. And second, who would be, as a passenger, that's it's not reasonable for them or convenient because, one, the weather, or they could be with young children or elderly or for whatever reason, or just anyone that has ordered one of us rideshares, it's not fair that they have to walk somewhere else just to get into our vehicle.
Okay. Now, Mr. Knight, in terms of other rideshare drivers, they have similar concerns and you have the support of other drivers?
Oh, yes, most definitely. So I just started this manual petition on last month, June 22nd, and since then I have reached out to other drivers that I have met along the ways as I was, driving and parking up at a gas station or just whenever we bump heads, And yes, for the most drivers that I have found so far, most of them are having the same issues similar because we are doing the same thing. Mm. So there would be, you know, definitely there would be other drivers out there. It's just a matter of us reaching out more to them. We do have a Facebook page for us drivers, and it's basically just, you know, word of mouth to each other as we get each other's support on this, that they are facing the similar thing. They're telling me about how they're getting fines as well, and that they're getting tired of getting these fines, and they don't think it's fair. Very similar to what I am bringing up. So this isn't just me. As I said earlier, the passengers were the ones that came to me with this issue when I had started last year in July.
Okay.
And yeah.
Now, with regards to the Minister for Transport, the Honourable Michael Wood, just quickly, Mazda Knight, have you reached out and have you had any response from the Minister on this?
Not as of yet, but I did email to, I guess, his secretary soon after I had started this petition last month, and I'm still waiting for a response.
Okay. Now, you're at the sort of, beginning phases of this. For people, our listeners that are wanting to support this and find out more, where can they go? How can they contact you?
Okay. Because it is in the early stages, we do have an Instagram and Facebook page that is under construction. There's reasons being because there will be added media and videos. So at this point of time, they can reach me on, there is an email, and it's all lowercase, sharetheroad76@gmail.com.
Okay, so that email again, sharetheroad76@gmail.com. Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That is Mazda Knight. Thank you. And please keep us updated, and we'll have you back on at a future date. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you.